It becomes mutual. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Here is a mutual interest. Each belongs to each. God is the portion of his people, and the chosen people are the portion of their God. The saints find in God their chief possession, and he reckons them to be his peculiar treasure. What a mine of comfort lies in this fact for each believer. This happy condition of mutual interest leads to mutual consideration. God will always think of his own people, and they will always think of him. This day, my God will perform all things for me. What can I do for him? My thoughts ought to run toward him, for he thinketh upon me. Let me make sure that it is so, and not be content with merely admitting that so it ought to be. This again leads to mutual fellowship. God dwells in us, and we dwell in him. He walks with us, and we walk with God. Oh, for grace to treat the Lord as my God, to trust him and to serve him as his Godhead deserves. Oh, that I could love, worship, adore, and obey Jehovah in spirit and in truth. This is my heart's desire. When I shall attain to it, I shall have found my heaven. Lord, help me. Be my God in helping me to know thee as my God. For Jesus' sake.